This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Monday, December 15th. God's word for you today is planting equals harvest. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10, and it says, God is the one who provides seed for the farmer and then bread to eat. We'll give you more and more seed to plant and we'll make it grow so that you can give away more and more fruit from your harvest. The third law of planting is some seeds should be planted instead of eaten. God always makes provision for seed so you can plant. But do not eat all your seed. If you eat your seed, you are eating your future. Do you know how long I have waited to buy that dress? That bag will look really nice when paired with that dress on me. So I need to buy that bag. I have been waiting for the day I will buy this and buy that. You're wasting your future. You're eating your future. Stop it. You have enough clothes. Well, I am guessing you do. Have you noticed that when you did not buy that bag, you did not die? And that was how God could bless you. So, do you want to enter into foolishness and eat up your seed? No, do not do that. The scripture says, God gives food to the sower and bread to the eater. God knows you already have the basic necessities. So he did not say, I will give you more and more bread so that you will become fat and obese. God said, I will give you more and more seed so that you can have abundance for you and your children and be a blessing to millions of other people. The fourth law of planting is whatever you plant is what you will harvest. Does the farmer plant corn and on his way home he says, I wonder if I'm going to reap tomato? The farmer does not do that. If he plants tomatoes, he does not wonder if he is going to harvest cucumbers. There is no one who plants oranges and is wondering if maybe the orange tree will bear apples. You do not do that. If anyone does that, you will most likely think the person is crazy, right? So why do you actually think you will plant something and reap something else? It is lunacy, madness, and that is why people are in bondage. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 says, do not deceive yourselves. No one can make a fool of God. You will reap exactly what you plant. If you plant figs, it is figs that will come up. If you plant mango, it is mangoes that will come up. Whatever you plant, you will reap, whether you believe it or not. If you plant corn and say, I do not even believe corn will come out. I believe by faith that oranges will come out. Believe from now till tomorrow. It is corn that will come out. Go there with your Bible. Prophesy to the corn that it will produce grapes. It is corn that will still come out. You do not even need to pray about it, whether you believe it or not, whether you understand it or not, whether you know the biology of it or not. It works both ways. You reap what you sow. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I will not waste or eat my future. I will sow the right seeds for the future that you have for me by the Spirit of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.